This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, we have a live chat room up at the website, therealside.com, and or you can get involved, be engaged, be whatever, Facebook. It's always good to be up there as well. Although I'm not promoting Facebook, I'm just saying there's a lot of you there. You might as well enjoy yourselves. Anyway, man, crazy day, right? With everything that's going on, Pelosi. If you go to my website, therealside.com, you can not only watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things You've Been Taught to Hate. You don't have to. Seriously, that's simple. Anyway, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let's just jump right into it. You know, I mean, you got me for the whole show. So, Pelosi. You know, I hate to admit she's one of mine. Yes, I'm one of those guys. I can associate with, you know, I have Irish friends, I have Italian friends, I have German friends. They don't have any problems, you know, saying things like, you know, they're one of mine, they're one of ours. Not the end of the world, you know? So Walmart has said it's going to increase compensation and benefits to impact over a million hourly workers. And they also came out later on and said, look, if we have employees that adopt children, we will give them a $5,000 bonus to adopt children. I want you to think about that. Right? So they're helping you offset the cost. Plus, in California, they got to give you maternity leave and all kinds of stuff. That big, bad Walmart, that nasty, disgusting company. But Pelosi, the multi-gabillionaire, what does she say? She says, companies tax cut bonuses for workers amount to crumbs. It's nothing. It's pennies. This comes from a billionaire woman that has a tuna company that she owns. The tuna is canned overseas, where she's paying these kids and she's paying these workers pennies a day. But that's usually the big hypocrisy of the left, is always like that. Let's see.
That corporate America received versus the crumbs that they are giving to workers to kind of put the schmooze on is so pathetic. It's so pathetic.
She looks very confused. You know, she's got the eyebrows that are popping up and down. You know how she likes to do that. But think about this. She makes millions of dollars. What did they offer? What did they offer in 8 years? What did they offer workers in 2 or 3 years? This is the same woman that used to call the blue-collar workers. Remember, they were always called blue-collar workers. And then when she realized that they were losing ground, when she realized that the Democrats had problems with the blue-collar workers, then what did she start calling them? Low-informed voters. Isn't that nice? Isn't that what she thinks? I want you guys to think about that. That's what she calls you. Low-informed voters. Wasn't that nice of her? Now, this woman, her family makes all kinds of money. She is a rich lady. So for her, $1,000 is crumbs. It's cookie jar money. So When she talks about these bonuses being handed out by the Republican Tax Act, I love that's going to come back to haunt them and bite them. Seriously. Because when you start getting your money back, when you start getting all that money in your paycheck, when you actually see what the economy is doing for you, what makes them think they have a chance? I don't care if you have Oprah, whoever else is that popular can stand next to her, but I don't care if it's Oprah and whoever is standing next to her. They're not going to get the kind of bounce they think they're going to get out of this kind of crazy stuff. Now, Walmart joined a growing list of companies who've decided to share the tax cut savings with employees, announcing a plan to boost pay, give bonuses up to $1,000 to workers. Now, Walmart's the nation's largest employer. So when you hear this, you know that there will be others that will follow suit. Now, Walmart, I don't know if you know this, they are the nation's largest employer. You know, there's no way around it. They do. I think they employ pretty much everybody in town most of the time. Isn't that funny? Because if they're employing a lot of people, some of their money is just going right back into their store. Makes all the sense in the world. In terms of bonuses that corporate America receives versus the crumbs they are giving to workers, because, you know, they're schmoozing the workers. The workers are too stupid to know better. Don't you know that? Oh, yeah. See, she's calling you dumb again. I love it. I think it's great. That's so pathetic. It's so pathetic that Walmart would give anybody $1,000 extra just for hanging out. That's terrible. She went on to say, I would hope that with the big advantage of bringing money home at a very low rate, that they would invest in infrastructure and things. But our experience has been that they will do it with dividends. They will do stock buybacks and things like that, she counted. I think it's all insignificant. It doesn't really much matter. Again, coming from somebody who's got more money than you and I could count in 2 years, she doesn't seem to care. See, this is proof positive that they're so partisan. They care so much about Democrats being in power, and that's all that matters. They don't care that not only do these people get a $1,000 bonus check, right? But they're going to get a tax break. They're going to get more money in their paycheck every week. They're just going to be doing better all the way around. Why do the Dems hate people so much? I don't understand it. They say they love you. They say they care about you. Not a word. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. We're here. You hang out, too. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, you can even be involved on the website. There's a chat room there. There's also a chat room over at, what is that place called? Facebook. Okay, so you can also talk to people on Facebook. Probably people are smarter than I am. You might even get more out of them. I don't know. That's totally up to you, depending on the conversation. If you head over to the website, again, we've got a lot of stuff going on there as well. I want you to take the poll. I want you to read some of the stories. Let our writers know what, what you think about what they're writing. It's that simple. You know, they try to write things that will get you, get you excited or help you understand, but doesn't always work. But you have to let them know what you think. Anyhow. That thing with Pelosi is still, I won't say rubbing me the wrong way, still kind of rubbing me the wrong way, though. You think about some of the stuff that they've shoved down our throats. and how much they don't care. Like I said, they've never cared about the little people. They've never, ever, ever cared about the little people. They want to make you think they do. But I know most of you listening to this show are smart enough to know they don't. Just look at how they vote on stuff. Look at the things that they do. And even today with all the news, and it's all kind of mocking news, if you would. You know, is her name, what is her name? Lisa Booth, the one from Fox News? Yeah. She talked about today about how identity politics and the Trump resistance is not going to help. And she's right, because it hasn't helped yet. You know, they've been screaming. The Dems haven't changed their mantra in forever. They've been screaming about how, what is it? We hate kids. We hate women. We don't want to pay them the same as we pay men. We don't want our kids to eat or have clean air or have clean water or. You know, it's ludicrous. And you know what? The Heartland has figured it out. The Dems in the Heartland have decided you guys don't care about them, and the rhetoric that you have is pretty useless. They've seen through it. You know, think about this. The upper echelon of the Democratic Party is so up there. They're so full of themselves. They're so all-knowing in their own mind. Right? They really think that you people are going to swallow, you Dems in the middle of the country, you're just going to swallow this because you love them so much, because you respect them, you're in awe of them so much. They're in awe of themselves. Democrats in America's heartland are feeling abandoned by the liberal wing of the party. Now, that's according to a new report from a PAC affiliated with Representative Sherry Bustos out of Illinois, a Democrat. Now, while the party had a successful night in off-year elections, November 7th and on December 12th of last year, those special elections in Alabama for U.S. Senate, Democrats won't return to majorities in Washington or states until they get stronger support from the rural areas, the working class, the low-informed voters, according to Nancy Pelosi. Because as the coal mines keep growing, as more money starts going to the heartland, as more people get jobs and get to working again, they're not that stupid. They're putting food on the table for the first time in 7 years. Without welfare, you know, those people in the middle, I'm not saying that they aren't in the coastal areas, but those people in the middle of the country are proud Americans. They're proud people. They want to work. They want to take care of their families. They want to be an honest day's wage for an honest day's work. And that's great. I think that's wonderful. They don't want handouts. And now, with what Trump's done for them when it comes to the, you know, the economy and what have you, now when he's talking about, you know, nixing the estate tax, because think about something. If you're in the middle of the country and you're owning, and you own a farm, right? You've owned this land. It's been in your family for years, and you decide to give it up or you give it to the next group, right? The next generation. They have to pay mega taxes on that. Not because the Republicans want it. It's because the Democrats wanted it. You know, I did a story earlier today somewhere else on how in California, there's 25 million acres of farmland. And it's been going down every year. Why? Because they don't have water. They can't get water. Why? Because the Dems who run the state won't open it up, won't allow it to happen. Matter of fact, Jerry Brown felt that he actually put the farmers on a water schedule because he felt like they were wasting water. Because, you know, Jerry Brown's probably done a lot of gardening in his day, out there on the porch in the middle of a city. He lives on a big compound. I'm sure he's watering the crud out of everything. So, even though the Dems had a successful night, Representative Sherry Bustos realizes that they're going to have to get stronger support. Now, rural and working class people who are put down by the Dems voted for Donald Trump in 2016. That's according to the report, right? This isn't according to Joe. Now, the party must also listen to Heartland voters and embrace the opportunity to elevate their real concerns. These aren't, you can't listen to these people and poo-poo them like, you know what, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You just listen to us, we'll tell you what to do. On a Fox News show, contributor Lisa Booth said that there's no doubt the Democrats have lost touch With there, you got Heartland and rural voters. God, give me English here. She pointed out that President Donald Trump won all but 63 of the 737 counties in the Midwest. All but 63 of the 737 counties. Come on, put that in perspective. In 2016, that's all in the Midwest. He took all the counties that the Dems usually walk away with. He had over 60% of the support of small-town rural voters. You can't get around that. You're not going to run away with that or run away from that. She goes on to say that is a real problem for the Democrats, and she's right, because for years, the laborers all voted Democrat. They all felt like the Democrats were the only ones that cared about them. And here you have a Republican come in. He's reopening the coal plants that the Democrats shut down. Because they know better. Because they know what's better for the air and the water is not to have people work. That's what's better. She explained that the Democrats have pushed issues like transgenders, bathrooms, while voters in the Heartland want to hear about jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. They don't want to hear about, you know, things that are going on in the LGBTQ community, and not to put them down, that's not what I mean. But those are not the issues. When you talk about a very small percentage of people, and you're spending most of your time on them, that's a problem. When I'm home starving, and my kids are having a hard time eating, and I can't find a job, I don't care what bathroom somebody else is using. I want to put food on my table. Bring me a job that I'm willing to work. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
You know why I wait so long? Because I like the music so much. Come on, how could you not like that? You know, I'm Joe Senior, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if I had the money, I'd do an all-music show. You just have to pay too much in royalties. Seriously, you have to have the big buck sponsors, you know? We got sponsors, but they're little buck sponsors compared to those. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can buy my book. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up at the website. So head up there. Help out. Patreon is also one of the areas where we can get some money into the show, and you'll find that on the website on the main page. You can find us at, what's that thing called? Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook feed going on as well. We're talking about how identity politics... And we're not them, and Trump is every kind of phobe and bigot there is known to mankind, is not going to help the Dems. It's the only message they have. You know, spoke to a Democrat strategist, was it a week, 2 weeks ago? And was telling her how I felt about the Democrats. You know, the Democrats around me, they have some good people. And I said, but you guys can't win. And you can't win because you have no message. Your message is back to they hate Republicans hate water, air, kids, women, people of a different color, anybody who's not old and white, and we're not them. Yeah, how far has that gotten you? You used that same mantra the whole time Obama was in office, and you lost, what was it, 900 seats total? So please, from a conservative Republican to my Democrat friends, keep it up. Keep up the good work. I appreciate it. Anyway, Lisa Booth was talking about how the Democrat Party has just totally forgotten middle America, left them behind. And not that they forgot that they're there. They don't know how to relate to them. They have no clue. But Fox News contributor Jessica Tarlov agreed that the economic messaging will be key in 2018. It's too late. It's 2018 now. You have no message. You have no plans. And then you have Nancy Pelosi, your goddess and queen, she comes out, she says, the $1,000 to each family is nothing. The $1,500 to $2,000 they're going to save in taxes is nothing. Do you realize that a family, the median income of a family here in California is almost $30,000 a year. Do you know what another $3,000 means to them? What a big deal that is. Now, again, if you're making, you know, $100,000 a day, or a week, or whatever the heck she makes, then it's not, then That's nothing. That's chump change. That's lunch money. Anyway, she goes on to say, we certainly don't want to alienate voters who are more progressive just to cater to people. Now, listen, what? This shows you how to touch they are. How progressive do you think, you know, a couple in Midwestern America who's got a, you know, 200-acre farm, do you think they really want to have separate bathrooms for transgenders on their farmland? You think those little things, what are they? They pull them behind the pickup trucks, right? The outhouses? What are you going to have? You're going to have boy, girl, and transgender? You think they care? You think they care about a break every, what, every 2 hours for 15 minutes? They got to get that stuff in a truck. They got to get it to market. They got to get it out of the field. The field does not wait for Democrat regulations that they put in place. We certainly don't want to be alienating voters who are more progressive. There aren't, honey, there aren't any progressive voters in the middle of the country. They are just good, solid, hardworking Americans. Now, do you want to call that progressive? Good luck to you. You want to call them progressive because they use electricity now instead of horses? They use tractors instead of horses? Good, good. Okay, that's fine. Now, Democrats are also so focused on resisting Trump, said Booth, that it doesn't benefit any of the rural working class voters because they're making out because of Trump. They're doing better because of Trump. And you can say all day long that these are policies that Obama put in place and that's what's turning things around, and they know you're lying. They know you're lying. I love it. The Dems are coming out and saying, finally, the things that Obama put in place are starting to come true. No, they're not. No, because if the things that Obama put in place were actually working right now, you'd have less people working, the economy would be in the tank, the stock market would be down, and the only ones making money would be rich people. Because you do know, for real, the numbers show that the rich people got richer under Obama at a very high percentage rate. So you can sit there all day long and tell me how much you care about the people in middle America, but when you're doing nothing but taking jobs away from them, making it harder for them to work, your speech kind of falls on deaf ears, doesn't it? At least I think so. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, De Niro, one of mine, so just, you know what I'm saying. You, these guys, it's, I got to ask you guys a question. Does swearing make you more of a man? Does swearing make you, I don't know, smarter? Does it get you, help you get your point across more? And I don't, you know, again, swearing, or foul language, I should say, not swearing, but foul language. You know, everybody's got their idea of what it is, what it means, and how to use it. I get that. But can you imagine any one of us swearing at Obama, calling him names? I called him a lot of stuff. I never sweared at him. I never used the N-word on him. I never used lazy or shit. I never used any of the things that others would have used to put him down. I always said that, you know, he was a man, he's a human, right? He was a father, a dad, a husband, you know, the breadwinner. Well, I think he was the breadwinner for the house. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, the bottom line, what it was, I didn't make fun of him for that. I made fun of him for the stuff he did. It was just stupid. Now, Robert De Niro calls President Trump the blankety-blank-in-chief at one of his speeches. Why didn't you get up and leave? Iconic actor Robert De Niro ripped President Trump during a speech at the National Board of Review Awards. De Niro was discussing the film The Post about the Pentagon Papers published in the early 70s and heaping praise on actress Meryl Streep. Yeah, you should heap praise on somebody who held Weinstein up, knew what the man was doing. These people, the POSs, these people, the garbage. Not Trump, not the people they want to call out on a regular basis. I mean, think of how sick they are. They see themselves as nobility. They see themselves as a group of people that are doing a great, noble thing for the world. They're a bunch of wussies. Put them out there on the battlefield. We'll see how they fare there. Put them out in the middle of the night in Chicago or New York City, in places where they'd have to defend themselves or defend others. Let's see, you know, how righteous they are then. How real heroes they are then. I'm tired of these people. I am so tired of these people. He went on to say that at a time of Watergate, Trump was waived from military service due to suffering from bone spurs. And that's wrong how, right? I mean, what about Billy Bob Clinton? Where was Obama? What did he do for the country? See, again, that's what I always say. They don't want equality. They don't. They want control. Strictly want control. He says, now we're suffering from the real Donald Trump, he said. It's the emperor's new clothes. This guy is a blankety-blank fool. See, I'm not interested in his movies. I'm not interested in hearing these people who are full of themselves. If De Niro, you know what? These guys, who is it? De Niro and who's the other one? The ones that played in The Godfather and Goodfellas, right? If they met up with real mafia guys, they would pee themselves. All right, there'd be pee stains on the front of their pants. They're so tough in the movies. Why? Because the guns ain't loaded. And the bats are made out of rubber. All right, and when they blow your head apart, guess what? You go off to your next movie about an hour later. It's not real. They live in fantasy land. And if they ever met up with real mafia guys that had, quote-unquote, business with them, these guys would pee their pants. They're not tough. They're not. It's easy to talk tough. Right? Those were the guys that fell. In the area that I grew up in, those were the guys that fell fast. The guys that were going, I'm going to break your face. I get you alone. I'm going to break you. If you ever do that to me again, you know those guys there? Yeah, you take them down in one punch. Because they were talkers. They didn't do it. They were just talkers. He went on later on to refer to Trump as the blankety-blank in chief and appeared to compare him to the volleyball Wilson in the Tom Hanks film. Now, De Niro was criticized on The Five by Jesse Waters. And he was talking like a 17-year-old who had ruined his reputation. This is sick. And you let them get away with this. You go see their movies. Stop doing it. Stop supporting them. I'm Joe Mussini, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. That's right. Dance. I can't say that. I'm not going to. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got to tell you, the stuff in the news, it's a smorgasbord. We could do like 8 hours of this stuff. I'm not going to, but we could. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, and I got an itch. I do appreciate the time that you are with me on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Go to my website, sign up for the email blast. I send it out once a week. I let you know who we're going to have on, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. So, you know, be involved in that conversation, seriously. I want you not just involved in the conversation, I want you active. We were talking about De Niro. And these mafia movie people. I thought about it during the break, you know, and I guess we've bought in, we have to a big degree bought into it also. Well, when I say we, not me. Sorry, guys. I'm not joining that club with you. You know, these people, oh, they're wonderful. They're great actors. I can't believe this. I can't wait till it comes out. Next movie, next book, next whatever. And he's giving all his money to Hillary. Are you serious? I mean, are you serious? Don't you check anybody out? You sit there and you scream. Some of my friends on the right, you conservatives who scream about what's going on, you scream about what some of these people are doing. Stop and think how much money you've given them. Whether you've bought their books, gone to their restaurants, done whatever, how much money have you given them? Because, you know, it takes money to make the world go around. You know, the money that Mario, but, you know, see, I love the shopping network. I mean, not the shop. What is that thing called? Food Network. I love watching those guys. I used to love listening to Mario's stories about how he learned how to cook by going up the coast of Italy, and he never went to the major restaurants. He always went to the little villages. And he'd have the old Italian ladies teach him how to cook, or the old Italian guys teach him how to cook, because that's how you cook. It is. That's real Italian food, not the stuff that are at the tourist stops. Because they tweak that around just for you, for the American taste bud. I get that. But I sit there and think to myself, I can't support him. I can't ask you guys not to, and I'm still doing it. I can't ask you guys not to and then sit there and keep watching it. It's not right. Right? I mean, it's not right. And I really would love to be a fly on the wall when they actually really met a mafia guy that headed in for them. I think that would be just great. But that's my own sick little head. We almost got into it last night, but I never finished it. And I was going to hold it for somebody else, but I'm not going to. Tammy will tell you that, oh, God, almost 20 years, I've been screaming about video games. And not even that, from a psychological standpoint, I don't have the expertise to speak to it that way. But when you have children that are using these things, right, and you're not in tune to your kids enough, it's like I was saying about the sexual assault stuff. If you can't tell there's a change in your child's behavior, if you can't tell, then you're not tuned in. You're not being a parent. And I love you parents. I love my kids. And you give them hugs and you give them kisses. And you have no clue as to what they're listening to. You have no clue what they're doing after school, a home, upstairs in their bedroom with their computers and all that other stuff. You have no clue. And you're telling me what a great parent you are. You're going to give me parental advice. Not going to happen. And I've been saying for the longest time that gaming just, when you think of how you have to focus on these games, you think about the adrenaline which pumps through your body, not good for you unless you're going to use it in some way, matter, you know, some way. It doesn't do anything but hurt your bones, hurt your joints, make you sick. And I didn't even realize the psychological effect. But according to a half a dozen studies now, individuals who can't put down the controllers that are addicted to playing video games, they may be soon be classified as having a mental health disorder by the World Health Organization. Not Joe Messina. A beta draft of WHO's 2018 International Classification of Diseases includes gaming disorders. That's right. Under its list of mental health conditions like gambling disorders, they now have other addictive behaviors like gaming. And they're not addicted. They'll tell you that. They can't not play every day. They can't really stay. They start chomping at the bit. They don't really know how to do anything else. But they're not addicted. Just ask them. They'll tell you. When it comes to the addiction, it comes in all different sizes and forms. You have kids completely addicted to these Nintendo games. And they don't even know it. But their whole attitude changes. They get mean. They get nasty. They don't want to leave the game. They're in the middle of something. They're at the next level. And they're telling parents to go screw themselves, and you let them get away with it. Kerry Quashin was mentioned in this article. He was one of the ones that I had on the show the other night. Very, very knowledgeable man. Been at this for a long time. He's the founder and CEO of Action Family Counseling. He also serves on the board of a large hospital in the North Los Angeles County area. He's the executive director for behavioral health at the hospital. He says addiction comes in all kinds of ways and forms. Now think about it. We know this to be true because what do you have? You have drug addiction, alcohol addiction. You have sex addiction. You have TV addictions. You have food addictions. You have all kinds of addictions out there. Right? He said, try to take a 15-year-old's or a 40-year-old's phone away for a day, and disconnect them to a Nintendo game and watch what happens. It's so true. Take somebody's phone away. Ask them to put the phone down for 24 hours. Watch them after an hour and a half. Now, according to WHO, the gaming habit must be severe enough to cause significant impairment to one's personal, family, social, educational, or occupational areas. That's the only way it could be considered as an actual disorder for that person. Now, the gaming behavior must also be continuous or recurrent for nearly a year for the diagnosis to be given. Look, I know people close to me that I think are addicted to games. Or addicted to Facebook, for that matter. Just because somebody likes to play games, that's one thing. I know people that go on game binging for 3 or 4 days at a time, but those are 2 months apart. That, to me, wouldn't be addictive because they don't really talk about them or think about them any other time. It's extremely addictive in the idea when it becomes a disorder. People who have an addiction to all sorts of things. That comes from Dr. Rochelle Feldman. She's a pediatrician at the neonatal specialist at Prima Pediatrics. She goes on to say, the problem I have with the gaming and all of that stuff is not really with the actual game, but it pulls kids away from the social interaction. And that's so true. You know, I've got another doctor I'm going to have on. She wrote a book called Generation I. Talked about that when the smartphones really start taking hold with the young people, when we started losing them even more. Disconnect from family. Disconnect from friends. You can say that connect with friends. Texting someone is not having a conversation, people. I mean, come on. I've heard of people breaking up via text, breaking up via email. Are we serious? When did that become okay? Carrie said that he has seen children and teens in the area that he lives and works who are addicted to playing video games and would be categorized as having a gaming disorder. He said, my parents called me in recent years asking me about admitting their child for gaming addictions because it's taken over the world. Kids have stopped playing sports. I mean, I'm talking about sports in school, in high school, sports that they loved to be playing games with friends online. The disorder also impacts more than just children and teens. Adults have been found to obsess over these games. No kidding. Really? If you talk to these guys that spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on video games and video game tournaments and stuff like that, my God, you go, you gotta be out of your mind. Even doctors I've talked to, you know, for hand disorders, right? And it's everything to do with not just a hand disorder, but the fact that I know you can't, some of you can't see because you're actually on radio, but we simulcast video, but they get their thumbs going all the time. What made them think that this was going to be a problem? Why don't you parents understand how much of a problem this is? And when I say that, think about carpal tunnel, right? For years, some of you were walking around with these wrist things on because you've been typing on a typewriter, listen to me. You've been typing on a keyboard all these years. And because of all that repetitious movement with your fingers, I mean, OSHA knows about it. The government knows about it. You've been all that repetitious movement with your fingers on the keyboard. And you end up getting things like carpal tunnel because you don't do the right exercise. What in God's creation, if you actually have two brain cells to rub together, what makes you think that your kids weren't going to be made sick or be taken over with something like this when they have the same repetitious movements with their forefinger and their thumbs? At some point in time, it's going to take over. You are going to have a problem. An article in 2014 in the American Psychologists and American Psychological Association, they challenged the negative stereotype of video games. Now, according to the article, individuals who played video games had strengthened cognitive skills like navigation, reasoning, memory, and perception. Yeah, but you know what? You talk to the military people, because I went through this with them, they love young people that play video games because they were more accurate. They were more intense. They were more focused on the game, on killing, on blowing things up. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Love it that you spent time with me. We're going to spend more time together in just a little bit.